He was happy because he gave up the choice. Without the choice, yeah, everything will be lovely. So let's talk about the choice. What is your choice? Let me tell you about his choice. He is like a baby slave who is treated well, and now he is a grown-up. He wants to marry the girl of the master. Do you remember? He brought this story to say, look at your wishes. Is there a limit? One of the funniest stuff, I was used to laugh at this. At the time, I will ask everyone that, how much do you want to win a lot? And they will give me a number. 6 months later, I will ask the same question, and no one ever repeated that number. It was higher. It always goes higher and higher and higher. Because this is what the greed means. I talked about it. If you have the greed, so be it. What will happen to you? Let me tell you this story. Because it's a very good story. Logically, the lady of the house asked for the punishment of blah, 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 but the master said, no, let me teach him a lesson. So he brought a big homosexual fellow and put it there to make love with this fellow. So what happened? Oh, this stupid fellow, the next day, suddenly would not like to be close to that girl anymore because he remembers the pain of last night. Is that how you want to be cured? let me tell you another story to explain this. Within this story started another story that somebody heard something in the midnight. Do you remember all of that? Which was all about what? These are the last final words. And he is bringing the different stories to arrive again to the story of Ayaz. Because that's what you should get. If you were in love, you didn't need this book anymore. So he brings in the Ayaz and to tell you that why Ayaz was like that. Ayaz did not have something natural in every human being, which is jealousy. What's wrong with the jealousy? Jealous fellow wishes bad for other people because wants to be everything for me. That big me. He brought in the story of me to explain. Okay, all of these amirs, they have explanation, remember? They have something to say. It's not that they are stupid, they don't know anything. Because they look at the ayahs and they don't get it. They are there, but they don't get that feeling. Why? said, do you remember Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana? Oh dear God, I am making myself to be bad. I am responsible for wrongdoing. A piece of stone is not. Because a piece of stone doesn't have a choice. Somehow looking at it, old animals, they don't have the choice. They have to do exactly that. But me? I have the choice because I am different. I understand what consequence is. Of course, there is that silly fellow in me too. You could see it in the primitive animals as well. When one of them will do something wrong, suddenly we stop and look around and pretend that there was this one or there was that. Cheating. Who doesn't do that? He said, but I'm talking about that part of you who will always blame the consequences and happenings of this universe. Wherever you do something wrong, suddenly you will say this situation was like this, it was raining, it was this, it was that, the consequence, it happens. All of that for what? For hiding your own guilt. When you are hiding a part of you, what are you talking about? You want to understand yourself? Because you always hide a part of you. The bad people, when they sit down to feast, how do they feel? They don't feel bad that, oh, I ruined the life of so many people just to have more money here. Does it bother you? He said, it doesn't. Look around. You should understand what the problem is in you. There is always excuses. Let me talk about the excuses. Once upon a time, there was this hunter who was hunting. Hunting is the rule global, right? Everybody is hunting or being hunted. But there is something over there which is your problem and has nothing to do with hunting. It has to do with you. Because when you go and you are hunted, you blame the hunter. You don't blame your own stupidity who did it. Even when you are there and the hunter is there and it's not cheating you and he will tell you, yes, this is a gadget that if you, but I don't know who does it belong to. Then you will say, okay, I'm hungry. I could eat it. Remember, this is it. This is the attitude of the human being. You always do this because you don't know. If you were knowledgeable, you will not go and fall in that. Yes, this is it, to know, because not knowing, ignorance will trap you. Then you will start to blame that hunter, that one will blame you. So, half of your life, you're worried about some problems, and half of your life, you're facing some problems. That's what your life is. You see? You are silly. You are riding something which is killing you. You are writing your logic and that is a serious stuff. Let me tell you about some thieves who were thieves. So they came and took one goat of this fella. Then what will happen? Oh no, before talking about this, let's go back to that. Then come to this, yes, to know that always excuses. The guy came looking for his goat. They said, you want to find your goat? Go in the well. So he undressed, went down, they took off even the dresses and everything. This is your story. This is how you are cheated, because you don't want to accept the responsibility. The responsibility is it. When you deny it, you are fooling yourself, because this universe will not buy it. Then he came to the policeman who was sleeping during the night, during the time. Then he woke up and he said, oh, are you? What are you doing? He said, there were too many and I was alone. He said, you son of a bitch, we are paying you to be alone and to be the guardian. What kind of guardian are you? Then let's go back to the birdie which is trapped. Yes, because this is what the book 6 is all about. It's about your thinking system which is not working properly, which is bringing excuses and doing all this serious stuff. That's why I started with this birdie. And I told you the birdie itself is not important. The heading of it is important. That was the beginning of this book, remember? Because at the end, I want to talk about love. Oh, and for the love, let me tell you this. You know what I love? Craziness. I know logic is silly, so I love the craziness. I hate that culture and mastership that you're having. I'm in love with the art of madness. I'm suffeted with wisdom and sage cities, something like that. Which I explained all of this because logically it's like that, look at it. Beyond the logic, the hell with the logic. Craziness. One, because craziness will make me free. To get rid of all these logical explanation that is changing day by day. The philosophers were changing the explanation about the existence year by year. Now the scientists will change the theory of understanding day by day. All this, understand the movement. It is a universal movement. You are not at the center of it. See, that's the logic of the animal. The animal is at the center of it. Do you think that a pigeon will think about you? A pigeon thinks about pigeonism. And not all the pigeons, the hell with all the pigeons, I will fight them. Me and this couple that I understand and we deal with all of that. He said, this is the way you're thinking. Let me tell you what the path is. Beloved has closed all these silly different paths. We are like the little impulse.